I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Madam Landlord. And on Madam Landlord, we're pivoting from what we initially wanted to talk about, fraudulent apartments or fraudulent rented apartments, at least fraudulent real estate agents who rent the same property to multiple tenants. And we're staying on one of our big three stories broke on Saturday as a result of drama. When Police Commissioner Hakim Odumoshu arrested security men of Brooks Estate, Magodo, for refusing him entry. The police command says that Odumoshu went to Brooks Estate in his official car with his full escort to have a conversation with a strategic partner to discuss an urgent matter bordering on security. They say that the security guards of the estate gate refused to grant him access. After 30 minutes, he ordered the arrest of four of the security guards, leaving one of them on duty. Some estate residents are narrating the events very differently. They're saying that the CP came for a party in the estate like other party guests, and he was asked to call the celebrant to call the gate and grant him access, but that the CP refused. That's what some of the estate residents are saying. They say that he not only arrested the guards, he also ordered police to take over the estate gates, to block the gates, not let anybody in or out. Now, the police command says that that last part is a lie and that the police simply took over the job of manning the gates from the arrested guards. Now, on the big three, I told you that the estate residents and their security guards seem to be saying that the CP came for a party. The CP did not come for an official duty. He was supposed to follow the same protocol as any other citizen. The police concede that the CP was going to a function. So before you call to say, well, what did the CP say? The CP and the police themselves say that, yes, the CP was going for a function, but he was going there to discuss security issues. So therefore, he was on official duty. Then the police now put out a follow-up argument, and they now said that the 1999 Constitution provides for freedom of movement. The police in particular are statutorily permitted to enter any public place at any time. The Brooks Estate is a public place and the roads leading into it are highways, and as such, no one has the power to prevent police officers in uniform from entering the estate or any such public places, end quote. Those are not my words. Those are the words of the Lagos Police Command. And I mentioned during the big weekend that I found that point very interesting, because it brings back the question I believe is central to public planning in Lagos. What rights do estates have under the law? I live in an estate. You live in an estate. Chief probably lives in an estate as well. And we see these estates take on a lot of responsibilities. Electricity, oh, and then they do. Security, and then they provide. Sanitation, and then they provide. Road work, in my estate at the moment, they're currently doing road work, And to do all of that, we also see them take on a lot of rights. Right to collect dues, right to lock your gate, decide who gets access. Now, sure, the courts have already given a ruling that estates cannot force an occupant to pay dues, right? Since it's not by force to be a member of an estate association. But does the point made by the police command also suggest that estates actually cannot stop anybody from accessing their grounds? Are estates public spaces or not? And I guess that will be my first question for the good chief who's in the studio with me. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Glad to be here, Sandra. Thank you.
Like I was saying, you sent me a message while you were in the area. You said to me, Sandra, I'm in the neighborhood. I could just come into the studio and we could talk about this. And I was very curious about what you thought about this whole thing. So first things first, before we get to our estates public spaces or not, who is at fault in this encounter, Chief?
Yes. Well, okay, so let me put it this way. Sorry, Sandra, I'm a chief. I'll talk like a chief here. I'll use parable a little bit.
Oh, God.
Okay, so put it this way. Mm-hmm. Pretend for a moment that I don't live in an estate.
Right, right.
My house is just on a normal public road.
Right.
And I'm sitting down in my house and my security guard, I have a gate, right? Okay. My gate is locked. Mm-hmm. I heard somebody honing. Mm-hmm. After a while, my security guard comes to meet me and said, Oga, the commissioner of police of Lagos State is at the gate and says he wants to see you. And I ask my gate man, does he have a warrant? Is he inviting me to the station? Does he have a search warrant or an arrest warrant? And he says, no, none of those things. He just says he wants to come and talk to you about something. Am I or am I not within my rights to say, tell that gentleman that I don't want to see him, he should go away?
I don't know. Are you?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
You know, so I've heard a lot of, I was listening to a lot of the callers, and I just want to let's dispel this notion that the CP can enter anywhere he likes. No, he cannot.
Okay.
The president and commander-in-chief of the armed forces, if he were to come to my house and my gate man were to bring that message, Oga, the president, the gate, he won't see you. I can tell him, tell that fellow I'm not in the mood to see him right now. You should go back to where he's coming from. And it is entirely my right.
And you're well within your rights.
As a Nigerian citizen.
Okay.
Now, what can happen after that is the CP or the IG or the president can go to the court and say, I wanted to visit this man and he refused to. We have a feeling that he's suspicious, blah, blah, blah. The court will give them a warrant. They'll come. And now, armed with that warrant, they can now break down my gate if I refuse to answer them. That's what the law is. This is not a matter of. So now, if the CP came to my gate and I told my gate man not to open for him, and my gate man went back with that message, should the CP be able to arrest him for, and I quote, disrespect?
According to some of my listeners, yes.
Well, your listeners should rise up from their knees. Like, we should stop being slaves. Okay. We should understand our rights.
Okay.
Nobody without a warrant, an official order, has a right to enter your house. But that's your house. So the question now becomes, does the same apply to your estate?
Does it?
That's the question.
I'm asking you, does it apply? Yes.
What I think we'll end up finding out, this has to be tested in court.
Okay.
And this one, I'm very excited about this case.
Okay.
What I'm seeing already now that they've already begged, and they've begged the CP, and the CP, out of the goodness of his heart, has released those security men. So this case won't go to court.
Right.
But I think eventually this is one of those things that needs to be tested in court.
Okay.
Should estates be treated as public property, public ground where anybody can pass, or are estates, do estates enjoy some degree of privacy? Maybe not the same amount of privacy
as your house,
but is there a degree of privacy? And because at that point, so the question is, if an ordinary policeman, a rank and file like a corporal, you know, was passing, does the estate have the right to stop him at the gate? If the estate has the right to stop a corporal at the gate and say, you want to see somebody, you're not just patrolling, this is not your normal patrol, you want to see somebody, call the person. If they have the right to do that, then they have the right to stop the CP. But if they don't have the right to do that and they must let the police through, then they don't have the right to stop the CP. You see, that's the point. Like, we have to get rid of sentiment. It's not about respecting the police commissioner. It's not about any of that.
But we have a retired officer who called into the show and who said
they should use their discretion.
Yes.
What he was saying, what he seemed to be saying, because he ran away from the call, was, really, they have the right to stop him, but they should have just used wisdom and let him through and not embarrass him. You know, but that's the thing we have with public service in Nigeria.
Okay.
It's called public service for a reason. Servant. Serve. So service not just in action, in the job you're given, but also in your demeanor and your approach. We shouldn't be worried about disrespecting the CP. The CP should be worried about disrespecting us. But that's the difference. And we should also remember that the laws are there not just to give police the rights to do things. The laws actually exist to protect us from the police. The laws, as they are written, recognize that the police or any other department of government can become a nuisance to the citizen, can become a danger to the citizen. So when you say things like police should be able to enter anywhere they like, anytime they like, well, you have forgotten the wisdom that enshrined in law that police should carry warrant, because we all know that a police officer can abuse that power, enter your house, arrest you, kill you, do whatever he wants.
But if we cannot fundamentally answer whether a public estate, whether an estate, sorry, is a public space or a private space, can we confidently say, oh, the police, security guards at this estate did their job or did the right thing?
What we can now say, if we now absent of law, if we leave aside until the issue of the law is properly answered. If we are just coming now to the point of usage and custom and how these things are handled, then again, it's looking not very good for the Commissioner of Police from the way I assess it.
Okay.
But somebody else is free to see otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, the two sides, you know, there are two sides to every story.
Right.
The two sides agree on most things.
Right.
What they disagree with is, okay, they agree on the point that the gay people at the gate stop the CP from coming in.
Right.
But the estate is saying that the people at the gate told the CP to please call his intended recipient.
Right.
And let's be honest with ourselves. Which would be easier to do? For the CP to pick up his phone and call the person, or for the CP to, as the police claim, wait for 30 minutes, feel embarrassed, because they didn't say that he was humiliated, and then based on that, arrest these people.
Let's talk to Lagos. 0700-993-993-993. That's the only number working, unfortunately. Women, if you want to call that same number as well. 0700-993-993-993. Chief Andy is a policy analyst. He is going to be joining us for our conversation at 5 o'clock. Remember, at 5 o'clock, we're looking at some of the biggest policy stories that broke in 2021. He's also a product management executive, so he works in big tech. But for right now, he's talking to me on Madam Landlord, and we're taking a look at estates. Are they public spaces or not? If you're a lawyer, I would really, really, really love to hear from you on this subject. Are estates public spaces or not? Do they have a right to deny entry to anybody who is not on official government business? Because we've moved away from the CP himself and his encounter, and we're focusing on the estates themselves now. Do estates have a right to deny entry to anybody who is not on official government business? Or are they public spaces? I'm a bit afraid as I'm asking that question because I myself live in an estate and I don't know how I feel about calling estates public places, because the entire reason you live in an estate is to enjoy some of the services that estates provide. But, you know, I'm going to remove myself from this story and focus on what you think. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Welcome.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Happy New Year.
Go ahead.
See, let me just, may the good Lord bless the person you invited, the chief.
Okay.
God bless you. See, now I see the way some Nigerians think. I'm highly disappointed in those in support of that CP.
Okay.
That means that's the way they think. They are the type of people to me that rich people will be marching on their head and they will still be saying, yes, you have the right. What kind of right is that? You are coming to my apartment and the security guard there is stopping you from entering. So because you are a public officer or you are working for the government, you have the right more than the remaining people that are not working in the government. Automatically, see the way some people call me. I am annoyed. I'm very disappointed in them. Very, very disappointed. No wonder we have this kind of thing going on in Nigeria. See, to me, that CP on a normal day, if it was a sane country, they should just resign and be arrested and tried in court.
Okay.
Well, that's nonsense.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We've got Dev J on the line. Hi, Dev J. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello, Dev J. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, hello. Hi, Sandra.
Hi.
Good evening.
Good evening. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Venice in Italy.
Okay. Well, can you turn off the device you're listening to us from? Because I'm hearing the feedback.
Okay.
All right.
I think that's okay. Firstly, from the explanation about the CP, what I understand is the CP was actually not going to the party.
Mm-hmm.
He just got an information that somebody's at the party and he would like to see the person.
Mm-hmm.
So he just decided to crash the party. And because he thinks he's a CP, he has access to everywhere so he can intimidate anybody and then get access to them. That's why when they ask him, call the person, he couldn't call the owner of the party. You understand?
Okay.
Because he wasn't actually going to the party. He was actually going to see the person that came to the party. So I think that's what I understand. And then secondly,
okay.
When I was in Nigeria, I stayed in Oniru.
Okay.
So I know Oniru very well. Oniru they say Onuru is a private estate, so you actually not have access to Onuru. As a matter of fact, I have seen incidences where people from Morocco come to arrest somebody inside Onuru, and one of those ballers or one of those women from Onuru say, "Well, guy, you're not taking this person out of this place," and the police will leave the person and go back. There's a particular prince from the last Onuru. I don't want to say his name on air.
Okay.
He told those guys in Morocco that we are the one that gave you this land to build this house. Any day you misbehave, we'll chase you out of this place. And I'm telling you fact. I'm not telling you the MC. Okay. It's not the MC. So some estates, you can actually have access to some estates.
Okay.
I don't know if it's community, or I don't know if it's by law, or I don't know whatever, but I just know some estates are private. You can't do anything inside.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling us. We appreciate it. You know, Chief, last year I talked about, I can't believe I'm already saying last year, but yeah, last year I talked about the Lagos State government saying that streets should stop putting gates on streets or on roads that connect to other main roads in Lagos. Now, it wasn't specifically targeted at estates per se, but it did say that, you know, don't put a gate on roads that connect to other main roads in Lagos.
Right.
Now, I don't quite remember right now. I have to take a look at my notes. I don't quite remember right now if it was a law that was passed or if it was just a proclamation from the Lagos State government.
Yeah, it was
the
Lagos State government. I am acting based on what it interpreted as its current rights of that law and the current rights of estates or lack thereof under the law for the new law being passed. And that's why, again, like I keep saying, all of this has to go and get tested in court. Because unfortunately, and this is the thing that is so shocking about all this, Sandra, is that for a place that is so dependent on estates,
right,
not just Lagos State in particular,
all
but
over
Nigeria
the country
as a whole, you know, the estate has become such a fundamental institution to people's lives and lives and livelihoods. We have very scant visibility as to what the legal rights and responsibilities of estates are vis-a-vis government, vis-a-vis the general public.
Right.
So up until the time that the thing went to court, we were not sure whether estates had the right to actually charge dues. The court has now said that the estates cannot charge dues, cannot punish people for not paying dues. But till today, some estates are charging dues.
Yeah.
So I would not be surprised if tomorrow we find out that, that is why I'm being very careful. Tomorrow we now find that the thing goes to court and we find out, okay, you know what, actually, based on where you built your estate, it's actually public land, or it's considered public ground. So the police can and other services should be able to enter and exit without without getting your permission,
right?
Or find out that, okay, no, maybe because of the way it has been developed here, these were all private roads, it's a private place. We are not really sure. And coming back to your point about gates, you know, Governor Sanwo-Olu was pretty clear on it. He was saying that, look, these roads are access roads. He was not talking about estates that end in cul-de-sacs. He meant estates where you have a front gate and a back gate, simply because it's a road that runs through.
That's,
and the estate was built
around the road.
Around the road.
Yeah.
Right. So he said, look, this was a public road before you came here. You can't now come at a right gate and now block it to people. So you see, that's a very specific use case. So the question now is, first of all, does Brooks Estate, you know, does it...
Does it have this problem?
Does it have that? Is it the same way? Or is it one of those where it's a privately...
Well, according to the police, yes. According to the police, Brooks Estate has highways.
Okay. So once that's the position the police has taken, you know, but of course, assuming for a moment that is the truth. Assuming it's the truth, it's not the first time the police would have lied, but assuming that that's the truth, then the first question is already... remove that. The police should have access into the estate. But then a second question arises about, I think one of your listeners, one of your callers pointed this out, where the security at the gate is actually the security for every household.
That's right.
So it now becomes a question which is again left for the lawyers, that is that now an undermining of their security? So does that mean that that whole idea of a security at the gate is no longer tenable? How should that be handled? Or should, even though it's a public road, should the fact that security is being, you know, pulled together and put there now project some rights from the buildings to the gate? You know, so these are, And these are questions where if we were in a saner country, by now we would have had very clear laws.
By now the laws would have addressed
in the US with homeowners association, mm-hmm. HOAs, mm-hmm. The specific towns have laws about what HOAs can and cannot do. Mm-hmm. That's why police can't enter certain HOAs and mm-hmm. they can mm-hmm.
All right, Lagos, let me come back to the phone lines. 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp available as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, I want to make a contribution.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
You see, before we begin to speak about who is right or who is wrong, we all need to get to the facts of the matter. We all need to investigate and find out what actually happened.
Right.
From the description that was given, the commissioner of police was there with his full entourage.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that anywhere in the world, if a security guard sees that, the first thing that he needs to do is say, okay, this is not just an ordinary person. Let us find out, and then you either open the gate or something.
Hmm.
Secondly, the police has the right to go anywhere. In fact, into anybody's apartment. So all this, you see, what we do here is trial by media, trial by newspaper, trial by anything. You see people, when the police are doing their legitimate duties, hamper police work and start making videos, put the lives of police officers at risk.
Hmm.
If the person of the CP is going somewhere with an outrider, that is a motorcycle escort, with armed vehicles front and back, you cannot ask the person to call the person you want to see.
All right. Thank you for calling us. Now, we have to take a break, unfortunately. I really wanted to hear more from that caller, and I do hope he calls back. He didn't give us his name, but I do hope he calls us back. But if you just joined the show, this is Madam Landlord. And on Madam Landlord, we talk about all the issues affecting real estate in Lagos, in Nigeria. So Madam Landlord herself, the agents, the lawyers, you, the tenant who's renting, or you who's a property owner. And today we're facing estates. Are they public spaces or private spaces? Because of the CP's incident.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
This is Madam Landlord.
This is Madam Landlord.
Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and we're asking if estates have any rights to control entry and exit. And in what capacity did the CP come to Brooks Estate? It's caused quite the conversation here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I have a chief, a product management executive, and a policy analyst on the show with us today. His opinions are very strong on this subject. But before the break, we've got a very interesting call that I'm going to replay for you. I'll replay that call, and then I'll let Chief share his thoughts on the points that that caller made, and then I'll come back to the phone lines.
You see, before we begin to speak about who is right or who is wrong, we all need to get to the facts of the matter. We all need to investigate and find out what actually happened.
Right.
From the description that was given, the commissioner of police was there with his full entourage.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that anywhere in the world, if a security guard sees that, the first thing that he needs to do is say, okay, this is not just an ordinary person. Let us find out, and then you either open the gate or something.
Hmm.
Secondly, the police has the right to go anywhere. In fact, into anybody's apartment. So all this, you see, what we do here is trial by media, trial by newspaper, trial by anything. You see people, when the police are doing their legitimate duties, hamper police work, and start making videos, put the lives of police officers at risk.
Hmm.
If the person of the CP is going somewhere with an outrider, that is a motorcycle escort, with armed vehicles front and back, you cannot ask the person to call the person you want to see.
All right. Thank you for calling us. Chief, what do you think about the points that caller made?
Well, the points were made with a lot of passion. I wish there was as much logic added to that passion. First of all, the caller says that we should judge, that we're not judging this case based on finding out, you know, what actually happened. We're using trial by media. But no, actually, the account of events is right there. The accounts of events between the police and the estate actually align. They agree with themselves that the CP arrived there, that the CP was not allowed to go into the gate, that the CP, the only point of, divergence, is that the estate said that they asked the CP to call the person,
right,
and the CP did not.
Right.
The CP left that part out or disagrees that it happened,
right,
and instead says that he waited for 30 minutes and then decided to arrest the people, which of course the estate people also agreed to. So what we are litigating here are the facts that both sides agree on. So we're not making up facts. So that's one. Now two, the caller says the CP arrived in his full regalia with his outriders and all of that. I would like the caller, I hope the caller can, I wish he had stayed on long enough to point us to where in the Police Act or in the Constitution it is said that when a CP comes out in his full regalia, then that means he's on official business and he should not be stopped. In fact, I would go so far as to say that when a CP, because let's remember one thing, Sandra, you know that under the police, I remember we did this series, you and I, on police reform.
That's right.
And I had to read the Police Act for like, that was like the fifth time I had to read it cover to cover, and also extant police bylaws. You know that the CP, Commissioner of Police, is not a field officer. He has no duties in the field. All the Commissioner of Police's duties are in the office. The officers who are tasked with going out to investigate are officers at the police station. Everybody from a DPO down, or people who belong to special units who have been set up to investigate, SARS and all these other ones. Anybody higher than a DPO does not have any official duties on the streets. So when they come out with their full regalia and with outriders and security escort and machine guns and motorcycles, you have to ask yourself the question as a citizen, am I being intimidated by somebody who actually has no duty in the field? Because under the Police Act, what rule, laws, what responsibilities does the Commissioner of Police have? He doesn't have the police responsibility to go out to investigate citizens. The only time you even talk about the Commissioner of Police in an investigation is if there is an internal investigation within the police force, and the CP is only empowered to set up the investigative panel, not to even be on it himself. So I'm sorry that maybe because I was not indoctrinated, I lived through military rule, but it did not seep into my blood and my bones. So seeing a show of force by a security agent does not intimidate me and does not tell me that, oh, they must be doing the right thing. It tells me, oh, they could be doing the wrong thing. This CP could actually be out doing something that is not part of his legal duties, which means he has taken police resources, including security detail and outriders and motorcycles, to do something he is not empowered to do, which would mean he has committed a crime, possibly. But no, I'm told that because I saw him with motorcycle, I should allow him to enter anywhere. Which leads me to the next point, the most dangerous point made by that call, which is that the Commission of Police can enter anywhere in Nigeria. The caller failed, forgot, or maliciously chose to leave out the most important three words at the end of that sentence, with a warrant.
Okay, let's come back to calls. 0700-993-993-993. 99.3, hello. Thanks for calling us.
My name is Tim.
Your name is? Turn your radio off. Emmanuel, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm giving you the first-class information. I'm inside Magodo right now.
Okay.
I'm giving you the first-class information now.
Okay.
Nigerians are hearing me. Mind you, in this Magodo, this is where the notorious kidnapper Evans lived.
Okay.
Commissioner of Police, the man you have there does not know what he's talking about. He doesn't know what everything about security.
Okay.
Commissioner of Police has the right to go and visit anyone on his uniform. For instance, when I was in secondary school, it is not the duty of my principal to come and teach me in the class. His duty is to stay in the office. But my principal read physics when I was in secondary school. He preferred to come and teach us physics in the lab.
Wasn't that an anomaly?
Because your school didn't have enough teachers?
No, it's not his duty. I'm coming to the way where the man was saying that CP has no right. Everybody has his own joy.
Okay.
CP, Odumoki, if you know him very well, if you know this man very well, he's a very humble police officer.
Okay.
He's the last person to turn law upside down.
Okay.
As I'm talking to you right now, this particular estate is being lived. It's been occupied by a lot of people with questionable sorts of income in this Magodo estate.
Okay.
Go and ask everyone. 90% of people living in the estate are not, they don't have genuine business.
But he was therefore, not. But he was not there for the 90%. He said he was there to talk to somebody.
As I'm calling, I'm inside Magodo.
I understand that, but I'm trying to understand the point you're making, because the CP's team themselves said that he was not there to talk to the 90% of people you claim have questionable wealth. He was there to talk to one person about security matters at a function.
But I mean, if you know how security works. If you know how security works, the day they came here to arrest Evans, had it been this kind of insult was meted to the officers who came here to arrest Evans?
Do you know if the officers came there with a warrant?
They did not come here with a warrant. I'm telling you, they didn't come here with a warrant.
They didn't arrest Evans with a warrant.
It is the people that has a questionable character in the estate because those security men in the gate have been paid a lot of money. They were the people who instructed not to allow CP to enter. CP was coming here.
So you know for a fact that they instructed the gate people to not allow the CP in. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
How do you know this? Can I ask you how you know this?
I have two things to say on this program, please, so that I have told you that as I'm talking to you now, I'm in Magodo.
Yes, but I can't confirm that. I can't confirm that you're in Magodo. I'm hearing your word. And so I need you to tell me how you know that they instructed the gates to not allow the CP in.
It's not how I know. I know that it was those people with questionable source of income instructed those gates may not allow CP because CP had information about that estate.
You were there when they made the call to the gate and said, don't let the CP in.
I said I was there when they made it. I'm telling you the fact. Madam, please don't forget about that. But any person telling you that has no right to enter anywhere in this country or in this state
doesn't know what
liar.
They're talking about.
The commissioner of the police.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. So anybody who says that the CP doesn't have a right to enter wherever he wants doesn't know what they're talking about. We've got Chidebere Ogugo who says there's this Igbo adage that says when evil stays for a long time, it becomes a tradition.
Yes.
What the estate security officials did is worthy of salutation. The truth is that police officer is not used to that aspect of human rights. Hence, they call it disrespectful. I stand with the chief in your studio with my full chest. All right, Ogugwa Inikeja, thank you very much for your message. Paddy one says, the security is right. They did their jobs well. The CP should have followed the due process if he wanted to enter because this is not his house. My question is, can his security guards allow anybody to enter his compound without his knowledge? If he punishes the estate guards, that means anybody can walk into his compound freely. All right. Prince Ganiu says, if I'm to be a security guard at a location and the CP comes to my location and the rule says you must call before entry, I'll stop the CP from entry. And if he arrests me, I'll take him to court for violation of my right and I'll ask him what my offense was to arrest me. All right. We've got someone here who sent us a message saying that the residents apologized to the CP for the actions of the security guards. Yes, well, we already talked about that as well on this show. If you just tuned in, hello to you. You're listening to our real estate segment on Hard Facts. It's called Madam Landlord. And here we talk about issues that affect you as a resident, affects you as a madam landlord herself, affects you as a property owner, as a tenant, etc., as an agent, as a lawyer. And we talk about these issues and how, you know, they make your lives easier or more difficult. And today, what rights do estates have to control entry and exit? That's the big question. Funsho on WhatsApp says, when a security officer is not on official duty, he is as ordinary as other people. The estate is a private entity. In as much as a CP was going for an unofficial duty, he was expected to follow due protocol of the estate. If he was on official duty, a warrant will be required to give him access to the estate. Challenging the estate security personnel or breaking the protocol is synonymous to the CP coming to my fenced house without a warrant. Does it mean that if I was holding a party in my house, the CP could come to my house uninvited and without a warrant, even if he was on official assignment? Legality is the issue here, sir. That's a message from Funsho. Funsho, thank you very much for your message. All right, let's see if we can take a few more messages here. Sandra, this reminds me of the game of football. The referee cannot follow the law exactly how it is stated all the time. Same thing in this matter. The estate security should have used their discretion. All right. Ben says, your guest is brilliant and is speaking my mind. Nigerians forget things quickly. All right. More messages here. Taya says, I fail to understand how does police automatically know people with questionable character? No investigation or warrant, but Baba is saying, no, they doubt me. I stay for there. LOL. So these set of people have override the whole interest of the estate. Wait till Musa no go see for gate. Taya also says that
literally
the CP... Taya also says the CP was starting privilege. He should try his luck at one of the military barracks in Lagos. No warrant, no invite, no access. It's simple. He wasn't denied. He was only given a condition. Estate gives residents priority, protection that police cannot immediately provide. He asks again, waiting Musa no go see for gate. All right, let me come back to the phone lines. 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name? Good afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm Comrade Daniel.
Good to have you on the show, Comrade. Go ahead.
Yeah. To me, on this topic, the police has rights to have access to any estate.
Okay.
Whether on private business or on official business.
Okay.
Because there should be a synergy between the private security people with the police.
Okay.
At the end of the day, if there's any issues in the estate, it is the police that will cause.
Okay.
Will it be a private security or they recognize security agent by the federal government, who has carried the guns, who is constitutionally recognized. Most of these private security guards, some of them are not well trained.
Okay.
If you go into it seriously, they are illegal operators.
Okay.
Yes. If you go into two, those ones who are, you discover that some of them are even carrying guns, which is against the law. They are not licensed. Maybe this pop action and so on.
Okay.
If the police have to take seriously, and the police have caught maybe any arms with those guards at that time, it has become a criminal offense.
Okay.
Are you getting
me? I'm trying.
Let us come to this issue again about estate management and CDAs. They have become laws of themselves within the estates.
Mm-hmm.
You can't imagine that estates act as if they are one of the chairs of government.
Mm.
That they give instructions to security, even electricity.
But if they're providing everything for the residents in that estate, should they not be giving? Should they not be giving some powers?
Yes.
That's a new question. I'm asking a new question now. If an estate is providing electricity for residents, roads for residents, security, water, all kinds of things, street lights, is that estate not essentially a local government? Because that's what local government is supposed to be providing.
No, well, that's why they call it community development, CDAs.
I see.
But the fact is that...
As a community development organization or association, what are their rights?
Their rights is that most of them, at times they carry out their actions. It actually is unconstitutional. You were talking of electricity or whatever, apart from security. Electricity.
Electricity, roads, security.
It's not even generating electricity on their own. We are talking about electricity that is connected to the national grid.
Right.
By law.
Okay.
You don't have right to say you must pay some thousands of naira, 500,000 naira, if you can connect to electricity. How come? If you dare collect it, they'll come and disconnect you at the end of the day.
So, just like the chief was saying, these are some of the things that need to be tested in law. Now, that caller was a bit all over the place for me, but chief, what do you think of the points that he made?
Well, he's saying that you have to work hand in hand with the police. After all, when you have a problem, it's not the police you will call.
Right.
So, okay, Sandra, does that mean that now if I'm driving my car, police say that they want me to give them a ride somewhere, I must give them a ride? And or
some
if
some Nigerians will say yes.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's not the way it's supposed to work. I'm allowed to ignore the police, not greet the police, eye the police up and down.
Are you sure you were born under military?
Do anything I like, you know, as long as I am not attacking the police's person.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow, if I am robbed, I still have a right to pick up the phone and call the police.
Ah.
The police serve me not because I bow to them,
right,
but because I pay their salary every month.
Okay.
So I don't buy this thing of, oh, you must walk hand in hand with them. After all, I don't want. Look, they're not doing us a favor, first of all. And second of all, they're doing their job. And second of all, they're doing the job badly because the whole country is aflame in insecurity. You were talking about almost 200,000 police firearms missing.
That's right.
Some half of them probably sold by police officers to people who would rob me.
You can't prove that.
Okay. But now my point at the end of the day is the police, security is the police's job.
Right.
And they're even doing the job badly.
Right.
And they're meant to do it whether or not I like them, whether or not I treat them nice, whether or not I extend to them whatever courtesies and respects that they feel they are due. As long as I am not breaking the law, the police must serve me. It's as simple as that. Until Nigerians understand that fundamental point, it doesn't matter how many decorations are on his chest and what his rank is. He's still a police officer. He's there to serve you. Until you understand that, Nigerians, you will keep getting disrespected. You will keep getting abused. Now, but all of that, again, doesn't solve the question of what happened at that estate. Do estates have a right to their territorial integrity, denying entry, and especially to the police specifically? But I want to go back to what is the previous caller talked about, that, oh, people in that estate, questionable character. If the police knows that those people have questionable character, why hasn't the police compiled a stack of arrest warrants and come after them like they came for Evans? They've not done that. But what calls like that are meant to do is whenever, like, you know, the army shoots some Shiites on the main road, or the police shoots protesters at the toll gate, or the police breaks into an estate, we are always first told that the citizens who were on the receiving end had it coming because they are bad people. And what we do when we continue that stereotype is we don't know that we are digging our own grave. Because tomorrow, when it's you they come for, we will all say the same thing. People of questionable character. That guy, you remember that one time he used to be in Magodo. He even called me on Sandra's show from Magodo. And Magodo people, they're questionable character. That's why the police shot him.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Moses.
Moses, welcome. Go ahead.
All right. First of all, I want to say something. Why are Nigerians difficult to understand some certain facts of life?
Okay.
Like, is there anybody that is above the law in this Nigeria?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Can I ask a question, Sandra?
Yes.
Can this same commissioner enter VGC or Banana Island without the security people, you know, him calling someone from the inside?
Well,
and they will give him a code to enter. Why? I mean, what is going on in this country? Okay, fine. Even if a policeman is on mission or whatever he's on, you have to call the estate and tell them that, okay, now the estate will not call the gate. Such a person is coming in. Please allow him in. You can't just go to an estate and say, okay, because you're a police commissioner, then you are this, they should allow you in. That's someone that you're entering. No warrant, nothing, nothing. You're not on an official mission. You have to call. Even your result, some estate don't even allow you, even if you're on an official mission, they will hold you down until the person you're going to meet it say they should allow you in. If you, I've been to Banana Island. I was there at the gate waiting for someone. A well-known personnel was outside waiting until the estate reached the person it was going to see. Until they reached the person, the man was outside there with all his entourage, all the convoy. They were there waiting. Nobody is above the law. We're making this country look like there's somebody that someone somewhere is above the law. Who is the police commissioner?
But are there any laws guarding estate gates? That's the question. That's the issue. And that's a question I'm hoping lawyers can answer for me. We've got Bliss Sejlo on Facebook who says, I wish to say that there are different types of estates that need to be considered here. A sole ownership estate owned and lived in by a family. A private public estate owned by a person or company but meant for public residence. People can buy houses or flats and live there. A public estate owned by government and meant for public ownership. It is only in a sole ownership estate, which is like a private house, that will require a search or arrest warrant to enter. All other estates mentioned above are free to enter by government officials to carry out their official duties whatsoever without a warrant, except where the government officials, in this case police and other security agents, will need to enter into an apartment flat house inside the estate. Alright, that's Mr. Blee Odunami here in Lagos with that message. Okay, we've got Chooks from Aja who says, this is a high level of gross misconduct and an abuse of office coming from the CP. Simple things like this have now become so complicated and complex to comprehend. The residents receiving the CP in that estate could have simply waited for the CP at the gate, or better still, informed the security operatives of his or her visitor. A societal degeneration of this nature on simple issues like this is very, very uncomfortable and toxic for the younger ones, in my humble opinion. Thank you very much. All right, thank you for your message, Michael Strings.
And if I may, Sandra, looking at it,
you may not. We are out of time. We've got more messages here. Sandra, today's topic is interesting. It brought out the true nature of most Nigerians and their intellect. My conclusion, though, is we deserve the kind of leadership that we get. All right. Babaudu on WhatsApp says, Sandra, leave the issue of what the community provides on their own. It doesn't go with the issue on ground. Nigerians love this media trial. When it comes to security personnel, Nigerians are always biased. I'm not a police friend. We should stop being sentimental. The whole space, either private or public, the police have a right to come in. I'm a community esco, and I know things are not working the way it's supposed to be. Baba Odu from Ogun State with that message there. Let's see. I just need to ask this question. If the security guard was DSS, will the police arrest these DSS people? That's a message from Charles. Charles, thank you very much. Justin Asoloka says, police does not have the right to go anywhere. It breeds powers to do and undo. What happens to warrant? What happens to obeying laws? The police are becoming lawmen that don't abide to rules. What I love about this conversation is, you know, how very diverse the opinions are. Justin also says that estates have got rules. On the issue of the CP going with his full entourage, he still begs for him as a lawman to obey. All right, let's take a break. Hopefully we have time to talk about this some more after the break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.